Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Answer That Phone.
It's very good of you to run me into town, Mr. Brocklebank.
Oh, not at all, Miss Clitheroe. Susan, it's a pleasure. The garage is just round the corner here. I left my car to have the oil changed while I came to see your mother.
Well, now I'll be on time for my appointment. Friday's a busy night at the hairdresser's. They complain if you're late.
Oh, I know. I have the same trouble at work at the cleansing depot. Not having my hair done. The men complain if I keep them waiting. But I must have a word with them before they leave today about all these dustbins that have been left out.
Well, at least they have been emptied.
Well, yes, but I do insist that the bins be put back on the premises. If not, as senior clerical assistant, I get all the complaints. Instead of carrying the can, I have to carry the bin. figuratively speaking, that is. Oh, you've no idea the trouble I have to deal with sometimes.
Hello, Mr. Brocklebank. You're just the man I want to see. Can I have a word with you?
Sorry, James. Can't stop. Susan and I are in a hurry.
What? Where are you going? Hey, Mr. Brocklebank, if she's running away with you, she won't get far in that tight miniskirt.
James, what a silly suggestion, me eloping with your sister.
Yes, I should have known, you're not that daft. I mean, she might look all right now with her war paint on, but you should see her first thing in the morning with her bleary eyes, a pasty face and her curlers dangling. No wonder the canary left home.
Don't be rude. And what's the idea walking about in your gym pumps?
I'm practicing to be a cat burglar.
Very funny. Mother said you hadn't to wear them in the street, only for gym classes at school.
Well, we've just had one. Hey, Mr. Brocklebank, would you like me to surprise you?
I don't know. What is the surprise?
Feel me muscles.
I will do no such thing.
But I want to show you how tough I am. Go on. Feel me muscles, and I'll give you a surprise.
No, thank you, James.
Well, let me feel yours and give me a laugh.
You'll feel my hand in a moment where it hurts.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Brocklebank, but I just wanted to show you why I've been picked for the gym team at school.
Well, Mr. Brocklebank isn't interested.
How do you know, Scraggy Neck? You're always asking me how I'm getting on at school, aren't you, Mr. Brocklebank?
Yes. The other day, I foolishly asked you what you had learned in the chemistry class, and you showed me. I was in the middle of cooking lunch, Susan, when he dropped half a dozen stink bombs on the floor.
That's right. Then your sister came in the kitchen, sniffed, and said, Humphrey, whatever have you put in your apple strudel?
Mr. Brocklebank, I'm going to be late.
Oh, coming, Susan. James, we shall have to go now.
But I was going to tell you, I'm taking part in a gym display next Saturday down at the RAF camp.
Some other time, James. Come along, Susan.
But I was going to tell you about the gym display.
And I'm going to tell Mother about your rudeness. Coming, Mr. Brocklebank.
All right, tell her then. I'm not frightened. They'll change the tune when I'm a big success in the gym display. Now, I'll get some vaulting practice in. Right, Jim. 10 dustbins in 10 seconds. Go! Whoop!
Hey, watch where you're going.
Sorry, mister. I didn't know you were coming from behind that van. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. Apart from having all wind left in my bread basket. What's the game, eh?
Leapfrog. I was vaulting over the dustbins.
Oh, the way you hit me, I thought you'd been shot out of a cannon. Look, do you live down here?
Yes, mister. I'm good at vaulting, you know. That's why I've been picked for the team at school. They've even named it after me.
Have they really?
Yes, it's called the gym team. You know, after gym, that's my name. It's a joke. Gym team.
Very funny. Now listen, I'm trying to find a house round here.
Oh, well, take your pick. The street's full of them. Hey, next Saturday, we're in a gym display at the RAF camp.
Yes, yes, very interesting.
And afterwards, we get tea and cakes in the nappies.
Yes, but could you tell me...
Then they're going to let us sit in the cockpit of a jet fighter. Not all at once, though. I mean, there's 12
Look,
of us.
Look, where can I find this house?
And if the weather's fine, we're having a fly round in a trainer. Smashing. What's up? Was it making you air sick?
No, boy sick. Look, I've got a name and address on my delivery note here. It's Lilac Avenue, but I can't make out the number. Some people name it Clitheroe. Do you know them?
No, everybody knows the Clitheroes. They're the poshest people in this street.
Is that so?
Yes, well, you can tell. They have boiled ham twice a week. Real fruit on the sideboard. And the grandad has a shave when he's not going anywhere.
You seem to know a lot about these Clitheroes.
I should do. I'm Jimmy Clitheroe.
Well, why didn't you say so before? Come on, show me which house it is.
Right. Hey, is this your van?
Yes, it is. Come on.
But it's got post office written on the side.
I can see it's no use trying to fool you.
Wait, if it's about the license, we haven't got a telly. The aerial's only for show. for the sparrows to perch on.
Look, I'm not a detector van. I'm from the telephones.
Oh, yes. It says so on the side. The cheapest time to ring your friends is Saturdays and weekends. Well, it rhymes, but it's not very good poetry.
I'll speak to the Postmaster General about it. Now, for the last time, where's your house?
You're right outside it.
Oh, I might have known. Hey, Op, I'm going in.
Wait a minute. What's in that box you're carrying?
Stone the crows. It's a plastic bomb.
Oh, well, come on. I'll show you which is our Susan's bedroom. Come in, mister. Wipe your feet.
Thank you.
What shall I say you've called about? I can't just say it's a man with a box. They might think it's an undertaker.
You're going to need one the way you're carrying on. Just tell him I'm here. I'll do the rest.
Right. Hang on. I won't be a minute.
What a lad. He taught you to death, that one was. If it was my lad, I'd make him wear a muzzle.
Oh, you're still here, mister.
Unfortunately, yes. What did they say?
Nothing. There's nobody in.
Oh, no. No. I can't stand anymore.
Well, I can't help it if they're out. I'll tell you what. Leave your box with me and call back later.
Not likely. Bad enough having to be on weekend duty without working overtime here. Look, just tell them that... Oh, who's the old gentleman coming up the garden path?
That's not an old gentleman. That's me grandad. And that's me man behind him.
Thank heaven for that. Ah, there you are, Jimmy. Who's this?
Oh, a friend of mine from the post office.
I'm from post office telephones, Mr.
Sinclair's the name. Pat, it's the man about the phone.
Oh, of course. I hope you haven't been waiting long. We just popped next door for a few minutes. Oh, Jimmy, before I forget, there's some things I want picking up from the grocer's before it closes. Go and get them, will you?
Yes, sir. In a minute, ma'am.
Oh, no, I want you to go now so I can start making the tea.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll phone the grocer and tell him to send that spotty lad on the bike.
You can't use the phone. This gentleman's going to change it. Now, off you go.
Oh, all right, Grandad. Cheerio, mister. I'll probably see you in the post office sometime.
That'll be a treat for me.
Yes, I have been calling the post office to fill me Grandad's fountain pen.
Now then, to work before he comes back. I see you keep it in the hall, here.
Yes, you have brought the one we asked for, the white one.
Yes, I have, Mrs. Now, I'll get him changed over.
And do I have to pay you now for it?
No, they put it on your account. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Has it got a guarantee with it?
Look, we'll mend it if it goes wrong. Now, if I could just...
What's this they told me about the new code number?
It's all in your book, sir. Now, could I get on with the job?
Would you like a cup of tea, sir?
Will you stop asking me all... Sorry, Mrs. Yes, I'd love one. Funny, I'll have it while I'm working. There's something I want to get before that lad of yours comes back.
Oh, what's that?
A false nose and beard and a pair of dark glasses.
Yes, Ozzy, we've got a new telephone. And it's a white one as well. Well, it was. I'm eating a jam tart. It cost 30 bob. No, the phone, not the jam tart. Yeah, and you're the second person I've rung with it, because it's Saturday. And that's when I should ring me friends, like you. You big daft taper. The first one. Oh, I rang me cousin Duncan to tell him I've been picked for the gym team. You what? I know he lives in Glasgow. But it's dirt cheap now. Yeah, over 200 miles. 20 minutes on the phone. And all for tuppence. Yeah, I remember me grandad assaulted, you know. Dr. DDT. He said they'd done away with the old system. And each call cost tuppence. Yeah. It is cheap, isn't it? I bet I can phone my Uncle Charlie for a tanner. He only lives in New Zealand.
Are you still on that phone?
Oh, heck. Hang on, Ozzy. She's back again. You know, Susan of Troy. The face that sank a thousand ships.
Oh, don't be rude and get off that phone.
Oh, get in the queue. I haven't finished yet.
Look, I've waited long enough. Give me that phone.
Oh, go and haunt the house.
Give it to me.
Get off. Let go of it.
I said give it to me.
What will if you'll come near my fist? Get off. Help. Somebody come. My sister's gone mad.
Now then, what's going on here?
It's all right, ma'am. Just ask Susan, asking for something.
What?
Her belt round the ear hole. Let me
Jimmy, now, Susan, what's the matter?
You know it's my turn to do Saturday duty in the office, don't
you? Yes, you told me. What about it?
Well, I'm going to be late tonight, and I want to phone Alfie before he goes out to tell him to pick me up at 8 o'clock.
Well, nobody's stopping you. Ring your little lap dog if you want to. Try the phone box round the corner.
Now, that'll do.
Yes, tell him, Mother. He's been on that phone ever since you went upstairs, nearly half an hour.
What's all the noise about? It sounded like last orders at the pub.
I wonder why you were in that quick.
Shut up, you. Grandad, he's been talking to his pal Ozzy on the phone for nearly half an hour.
Well, that's where you're wrong, clever clogs. I haven't been talking to Ozzy for half an hour.
No?
No, I spent the first 20 minutes talking to Haggis Face Duncan.
What, your cousin Duncan in Glasgow?
Yeah, so you were wrong, weren't you, sister dear? And I get spanked for telling lies.
You'll get spanked for telling the truth, my lad. You were on that phone 20 minutes to Glasgow.
Yeah, telling me cousin Duncan about the gym display.
You any idea how much that must have cost me?
Yes, Grandad. Tuppence.
Tuppence?
It's cheap, isn't it, Mum? This new system must have been invented by a Scotsman.
No, you understand, Harry.
Oh, Grandad, and that's me here you've got hold of. And it was only washed this morning.
Tuppence every 12 seconds to Glasgow.
Oh, heck. Oh, heck.
Aye, you might well say, oh, heck.
Surely it didn't take all that time to tell your cousin Duncan about the gym display.
Well, it's a long job talking to him. It's all that hoots, mon, and och, aye, and the blue breath, moolach, nach. Nach. Ah, I feel sick.
Now, you listen to me, Jimmy Clitheroe.
Yes, ma'am.
Any more trouble from you over this phone and you won't half regret it.
Yes, ma'am.
You won't go to the gym display for a start.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you run up any more phone bills, you'll pay for them out of your pocket money.
Yes, ma'am. The Grandad.
You'd better phone that message to Alfie.
Oh, it's too late now, and you'll have gone out. Mother, would you tell him for me when he calls?
Well, I can't have Grandad and I going round to Mrs. Billington's. It's the meeting to organise the old age pensioners' outing.
Well, from the way I feel, put me down for a sheet on the book.
Now, listen, my lad. When Alfie calls, give him Susan's message. And if Mr. Brocklebank calls, tell him I should be back about 9.
Right, Mum. I'll do that, Mum.
Good. Come along, Father. We'd better be off.
Okay, come on, Father.
I'll walk up the street with you, Grandad.
I'm going now, Jimmy. And I don't want to hear any more trouble from you, understand?
Yes, Mum. Ta-ra, Mum. Breathe in. Breathe out. Arms raise, arms lower. Now, knees bend on one leg with arms outstretched. I'm down. Oop, I'm up again. What a daft place to leave the fire tongs. Oh, that's probably Alfie. I'm coming. Come in, lover boy. There's nobody here. It'll be Ozzy ringing the bell and hiding. Are you behind the garden shed, you big fat lump?
No, I'm over here in these bushes.
Here's Alfie. What's he playing at?
Oh, it's all right, Jimmy. It's only me.
Well, take that crash helmet off. I thought the Martians had landed. What's the big idea, ringing the bell and then hide it in the bushes?
I wasn't hiding. You see, I put my motorbike in the bushes and came and rang the bell, then I remembered it was fastened to the pillion. No, not the bell, my lunchbox. And I went back to the house, put my pay packet in easy. And then I remembered it's in my overalls. Not my lunchbox, it's too big, my pay packet. I have canteen meals now. Ooh, isn't it dark?
From the way you're carrying on, it should be a full moon. Come in the house.
All right, Jimmy. Oh, but it is dark, isn't it? You know, I can ask now and see where I'm going.
He's done it again. He spends more time on that doorstep than the empty milk bottles.
Right.
Come in.
Yeah.
You know, you want to start walking on your hands. Your feet are no use to you at all.
Hey, now, don't be cheeky. I could walk on my hands when I was a lad, but I didn't like it. All the blood used to rush to me head.
Yeah, and when it found nothing there, it rushed back again.
Yeah, that's right. All right, clever fella. See, let's see you walk on your hands.
Well, I could do it. I could walk the length of this hall.
Now, go on then, let's see you do it.
Right. I'll show you how, Phil.
Right, now, be careful. There isn't much room, Jimmy.
I'll be all right. You just keep your eyes open in case I run into trouble. Now then, watch this. Right. I'm down. And off I go. One step, two steps.
Hey, you're doing very well, Jimmy. Wait a minute, what was that?
Four steps. What's what?
I don't know. Well, it's caught round your foot. I think it's the...
Oh!
Telephone wire.
Give me a hand. That's it. Oh, heck. Oh, the telephone fell on the floor. Alfie, listen to see if it's working. Well, I see if anybody's coming.
You're right, Jimmy. Hello? Hello? Oh, no, Jimmy, I can't hear anybody ringing us.
We don't know that they are ringing us yet, daft. See if you can get the exchange.
You're right, Jimmy, I'll waggle the top. Yeah, hello? Hello? Jimmy, I can't hear anything. He's gone, Dad.
Yeah, and so will my sit-upon when my granddad gets home.
You what? Oh, heck, your new phone is broken.
I know. I'm in real trouble now. They'll stop me pocket money. They'll stop me going to the gym display. And I'll be sleeping on my tum for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, there's no need to get upset. Whenever our phone goes wrong, my dad tells the post office and a man comes out to mend it.
Of all the daft, brilliant suggestions. That's it. We'll tell the post office.
Right. Pass me the phone and I'll ring inquiries and follow.
Right. Here. Wait a minute. You can't do that, you twit. This phone's like your brain.
Oh, of course. It's out of order. not your brain. My phone. The other way around. What shall we do?
Well, I've got an idea. You'll probably think it's daft, but here it is. Why don't we use another phone to ring up?
Oh, of course, that's it. Now, who do we know who has a phone? Mr. Popplewell. He has one, and my Uncle Joe has one, but that's no good.
Why not?
He lives in Penzance. Or is that my Uncle Fred? But it's one of them. He ran away from home. Oh, yeah, my Uncle Joe lives in Barnsley. He married this one with a fishing boat. Not my Uncle Joe, there's no sea in Barnsley. No, my Aunt Hilda has one, a phone, not a fishing boat, but she's 25 miles away. Have you any suggestions, Jimmy?
Plenty. But they're all against the law. Why don't you talk sense, you twit? They'll be back home at 9. We've got to do something before then. Look, you know that phone box on the corner of the street?
Oh, yes, I know the one. Where it says Kilroy was here and Judy Lomax is a bit of a... What about it?
We could ring the post office from there.
Eh? Oh, yes, you're right, we could. No, I didn't think of that.
Alfie, there's an old Chinese proverb. Man cannot hope to win game who turn up without marbles. Come on. What's the time?
Quarter to 9, Jimmy.
Oh, heck, they'll be home soon. Is there any sign of that fella from the post office?
Yeah. No, I can't see anybody. Hey, and don't forget, he did say he couldn't promise to come tonight. He said it might be Monday before he could fix your phone.
Yeah, and by then, me granddad will scoop me goose.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy. I did try and get the man round. Hey, there is somebody out there. Oh, it's a car. It's Mr. Brocklebank.
Oh, yes. My mum said he might call. Is he coming in?
Not yet. No, he's just sitting there. Hey, Jimmy. Sitting there with that silver hat on, he looks like the getaway car waiting for the robbery to happen.
Oh, Mr. Brocklebank. He couldn't rob one of his own dustbins of an empty salmon tin. Of all the duff. Alfie, you've given me an idea.
What's that?
We are about to be visited by a burglar.
A burglar?
Yeah, Bill Sykes Brocklebank. The robber who went all the way to Australia to pick the kangaroo's pockets. Hey, out of my way.
And Jimmy, why have you switched the light off?
I want to see how your head lights up in the dark, you daft. Look, when we came in, we left the front door open for our Susan, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, now the house is in darkness. They'll think there's something wrong and come in to investigate.
Why? He lives here. She does. Your sister, Humphrey. Your Susan. What are you talking about?
Shh. Don't you see? If we don't recognise him in the dark and think he's a burglar, he'll break our phone for us.
Break it? How?
When you and me attack him.
Oh, I think... Hey, wait a minute. We can't attack Mr. Brocklebank. We might hurt him.
Look, all you've got to do is to have a struggle and knock the phone over. Then we can say it was an accident.
But, Jimmy...
Look, he just got out of his car. Get ready to go into action.
Oh, but, Jimmy, somebody might get hurt.
Yes, you, if you don't keep your voice down. Quick, get behind the door.
Oh, all right.
Hello, is anyone in? Hello,
won't you come into my car? Said the spider to the fly. Stand by to bash burglar Brocklebank.
Mr. Sinclair, is anything amiss?
He's in the hall.
Right, after him.
Who's that? Oh, get off
me! Fire your burglar!
It's dark, I can't find it.
Oh, they got me. Help!
No, it's all right. I won't hit you too hard. Take that.
And hand me your villains.
Shut him over here, Alfie, by the phone. That's it.
Oh, stop pushing me. What do you think you're doing?
We've done it.
Hey, thank goodness for that.
James, Alfred, I recognize your voices. I'm Humphrey Brocklebank. How dare you assault me?
Wait a minute. I'll switch the light on. Oh, yes. Look, Alfie. It's Mr. Brocklebank.
Well, of course it is. And you're both asking for trouble.
What's going on here?
They've just knocked me down.
What?
Yeah, oh, well, Mrs. Clitheroe, we just got a burglar. But he isn't. He's Mr. Brocklebank. Only we didn't see him in the hall, only outside when he was sitting in his army bed.
Sorry, Alfie. Did I accidentally poke you with this umbrella?
Well,
I don't know, Father, but I intend to find out. Jimmy, what's the meaning of this?
Well, we were watching the telly with all the lights out, and we heard a noise in the hall, and we thought it was a burglar. So we attacked Mr. Brocklebank and knocked the phone over in the struggle. He's gone dead.
Humphrey, is this true?
Well, yes, but the front door was ajar. It was I who thought you had burglars.
Why was the front door open, Jimmy?
Tell her, Alfie.
Well, for me to attack Susan. We were watching the telly, and I thought she might not have one in her handbag.
The door key,
not the telly. Can I go home now?
No, I'd like to go and sit down. Oh, what a distressing experience. I feel quite faint.
Come into the kitchen, Humphrey. I'll make you a strong cup of tea.
No, thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Well, this is a fine mix-up, I must say.
Well, Grandad, it was a mistake. And I'm sorry the new phone got broken. Alfie's sorry as well, aren't you, Alfie?
Yeah, I am that. I hope I don't get mixed up in any more trouble.
Alfie Hall, where have you been?
Oh, hello, Susan. Oh, do you know in all the excitement I forgot all about you? Where have you been?
I left a message for you. I've been sitting in the office since 8 o'clock with my boss.
That's a funny message, Susan.
Ask her what she was doing with the boss.
What were you doing with the boss?
Snogging.
Snogging? I'll haunt you.
You were supposed to call for me. I told Jimmy to tell you.
Boy, I was going to tell him, but we have this trouble. I couldn't ring and say, Billy, the phone's broken.
That's right, the phone's broken.
Aye, they just broke it in a fight with Brocklebank. At least that's what they say.
Excuse me walking in, but the door was open.
Oh,
Oh, it's the man from the post office.
Oh, I managed to get round after all. Well, it didn't take you lot long, did it?
What? I don't understand.
I do. Hey, old pal, see, well, I'll run for it.
You come here. What do you want, my man?
I want to mend your hole and get out of here.
Oh, I see. But how do you know it's broken? The accident's only just happened. Jimmy.
Now, let me see that phone.
Well, perhaps the man's what they call a physic granddad. he can see into the future. That's it, isn't it, mister?
Oh, he can see into the future, can he?
Yes, and so can I. From where I'm standing, the future looks very black.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I'm coming back in again now.
Yeah, look, Mr. Sinclair, I want to confess something. It was my fault Jimmy was walking on his hands.
Walking on his hands?
This fall of yours.
Yes, Alfie said I couldn't do it, but I did, and the wire got caught around my leg.
Excuse me, about this fall.
And he pulled the phone off the table, and when I tried it, we broke. I couldn't hear anything, and they couldn't hear me, so we rang the post office an hour ago from round the corner.
This phone doesn't need mending.
What?
It's in perfect working order.
That's right, eh? The waggle's a tub and it just sounded dead.
I know. It will do until you press that button where it says call exchange.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Our phone at home has one of them.
Oh, no. I'll be all your great big twit.
So I've been dragged round here on a wild goose chase. What have you got to say about that, my lad?
Oh, what they say on the telephone. Sorry you've been troubled.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank, and Brian Truman as the telephone engineer. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Again. My granddad hit me that hard, he really got worried. He thought he'd sprained his wrist. Yesterday he went fishing and missed the last bus back, so he tried to phone home to get somebody to go out and give him a lift. Well, there was only me in, and they told me I hadn't got to touch the phone again, so nobody answered him. He's in bed with a cold today. Well, you'd have a call if you'd walked for 4 miles home in the pouring rain, wouldn't you? Shut up!